For SearchSecurity.com, I'm Bill Brenner. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for January 23rd, 2008. This week, Dave Bixler, CISO for Siemens IT Solutions and Services, explains why he is in no hurry to deploy a NAC appliance anytime soon. We'll also review the latest headlines, including the theft of a laptop with sensitive data from the British Royal Navy. The BBC reported that police are investigating the theft of a laptop from a Royal Navy officer that had the personal details of 600,000 new and potential recruits to the Royal Marines, Navy, and Air Force. The data included doctors' addresses for people who submitted an application to the forces, national insurance numbers, family and passport details, and bank details on at least 3,500 people. Early reports are that the data was not encrypted. We'll be back after this message.
Mergers and acquisitions are common in today's rapidly changing business market. And before long, M&A activity will almost certainly have an effect on your organization's enterprise security. Don't be caught by surprise. Start preparing today by checking out SearchSecurity.com's Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide. Experts like Michael Cobb and Ed Skotus offer advice on how to successfully integrate compliance efforts, merge network security policies, defend disparate web application infrastructures, and much more. Master the policy practices and people problems of post-merger security. Check out the Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide today. Visit searchsecurity.com and search for Mergers and Acquisitions. You'll be glad you did.
In recent weeks, I've been talking to security experts about the state of the NAC market. Many believe the market is headed for consolidation and that smaller companies will go away as big IT infrastructure vendors like Cisco and Microsoft dominate with their own access control offerings. One IT pro who's holding off on any NAC investments is Dave Bixler, CISO for Siemens IT Solutions and Services. I sat down with him last week to get his take on where the technology is headed and why he believes it's okay to hold off on NAC deployments for now. In his enterprise, anyway. Talk about what you have done at Siemens with regards to NAC, what your plans are and who you've looked at up to this point.
Okay. And we have yet to actually deploy anything in-house. So we haven't done any live testing. We've really kind of been looking at the market. We have a large initiative internally to control access to our networks. 802.1x is a possibility for that. NAC, at least at the time, seemed to be a reasonable alternative to that solution because there's a lot of overhead associated with maintaining an 802.1x infrastructure.
Yeah.
So we kind of started looking at, you know, well, we know we can do it that way. You know, is there a benefit to using one of the off-the-shelf NAC solutions? So we looked at Vernier Networks, Trusted Networks, and I believe there was one other one.
And Vernier, of course, just announced that they're going to change their name and their focus.
Yes, well, we kind of reached the conclusion that, and in part I blame my good friends at Microsoft and Cisco, because their NAP announcement at Interop last spring, I think really froze the market. Because everybody kind of went, oh, wait a minute, you know, here's all these kind of niche players, smaller companies that have these solutions that they kind of work, but, you know, they're not easy to deploy in an enterprise environment. You know, so if I have, you know, like a small office, one office, they're pretty easy to put in. But as I start looking at 11, 12 offices, 15, 20, 30 offices, you know, it becomes a bit more challenging to deploy a really solid, usable NAC solution ubiquitously. And the challenge that we've always faced with NAC is it it's only good if it covers every network port in your company. Because if all you're doing is covering the big sites or whatever, if I, you know, want to be the, you know, bad guy and sneak into an office, I just go to a branch office where I'm not running NAC and do whatever I want to do. So then our good friends at Microsoft made their big announcement that, you know, Cisco, I think it was Cisco and Microsoft, were partnering with NAP. And all of a sudden, everybody, including me, kind of went, oh, wait a minute, maybe I should wait and see what this NAP stuff is, because at a high level, it looks like a much nicer solution. When I log into the workstation, Vista, I'm logging into the network as well. And if I can't log into the workstation, or if my workstation isn't part of the domain environment, then I can't get on the network at all. That would seem to be a very clean solution, except for the fact that there really hasn't been any adoption of Vista significantly throughout, you know, kind of the enterprise. So there's not a lot of notes on how well it works, and I believe it also relies on Longhorn Server, which I think is still in beta. I haven't been paying that close attention, but it's certainly not widely used at this point either.
Yeah, and the going thought has been that once Longhorn is out there, that some believe Microsoft will end up really starting to suck some market share out of these other smaller NAC vendors.
Well, I think what's really hurting those NAC vendors, though, is a lot of large corporations with a significant investment in Microsoft are waiting to see whether or not the Microsoft product, you know, does what it claims it's going to do. If it doesn't, well, you know, then that's great for Vernier and Trusted Networks because they're filling a niche that Microsoft isn't. But we're kind of in the whole, we're in limbo until that's actually out there. And, you know, I got to be honest, at a high level with so many different security priorities out there, you kind of have to weigh, you know, is NAC the one thing I need to put at the top of my list, or can I put it off for 18 months and see what Microsoft does? In our environment, you know, we're still looking heavily at 802.1x because that we have some infrastructure within our organization that would let us leverage that. Mm-hmm. And there just isn't a barn-burning requirement for me to get that NAC out there right this second. You know, I can afford to wait and see what the Microsoft product brings to the table.
An analyst put it to me that for a lot of IT administrators, they've found that there's, the way he put it, more than one way to skin this cat in reference to having a reasonable access control without going out and buying a NAC product, per se.
And I would agree. And there's a lot of infrastructure required in order to make NAC work. And, you know, we've looked at, like I say, 802.1x, and that requires a lot of infrastructure, but it's relatively easy to implement. You need a radio server, you need some stuff that talks 802.1x, and you need machine certificates, which we already have all that stuff. It's really just a matter of making sure that we can get machine certificates to every employee. Because what we don't want is, you know, a visitor coming in, and every time they come in, you know, we have to do some manual process to get them access to the network. So that was where we thought at the time, well, maybe we look at NAC and it becomes an easier solution. And really looking at how we would have had to implement it, it wasn't an easier solution. They certainly look like they would work, but, I mean, we, at least in this facility, are in a fairly large data center plus user-type environment, and it would have required some pretty significant changes to our architecture. And, you know, looking at all those, looking at the costs, looking at, you know, having to do kind of quote-unquote R&D, looking at the Microsoft announcement coming down the road, and looking at, you know, 802.1x in my back pocket, I just have a really tough time making a compelling case to do NAC now. And, you know, I look at, you know, all of the arguments for NAC. You know, someone comes into the environment with an infected notebook and crashes the network.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. Hasn't happened yet. So, do I really need to worry about it? You know, oh, insider sneaks into your building and steals all kinds, or I should say an outsider sneaks into your building and steals all your information. Okay, well, I have guards and cameras and all kinds of other stuff to prevent that from happening. And as far as I know, it hasn't happened yet. Haven't seen any of my proprietary data floating around the internet. So at a high level, it looks like a good solution. There are certainly providers out there that have solutions, but they're still mostly niche players. And from my perspective, I just have a difficult time making a compelling case to do it right this second.
But you sound like, you say you don't feel compelled to do it this second, but if there's ever a point where you do become compelled to do it, the impression I get, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you would rather go with one of these bigger guys, the Microsoft or so-and-so, who has it, who is building it in.
I'm definitely looking
as opposed to going to one of these smaller players.
Well, I would say that it's not so much the size as it is the built-in functionality. I want it to be as simple and as low overhead as possible. And unfortunately, the niche players right now are all bolt-ons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and first thing I learned in security class was security is better when it's built in and not bolted on.
Right.
So if I can get it built in, you know, like I say, network infrastructure supports 802.1x right now. If Cisco added NAC tomorrow, I have a Cisco infrastructure. I could go do NAC, you know, bang zoom with what I got. If I could, that would certainly make it more palatable. Or like I say, the Microsoft product. Well, I'm already running Microsoft. We're already, you know, piloting Vista. Longhorn, we're going to do as soon as it becomes available. I mean, we've done every other Microsoft Windows upgrade. We're certainly not going to switch to be a Linux shop in the next 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So from my perspective, anything that I can get built in is going to be better for me than, you know, going and buying a niche player. I was really, really dedicated to them for about 6 months, and then it just, the more I dug into it, the less palatable it became as an enterprise solution.
You seem to be in the same boat as a lot of other IT people I've been talking to the last 2 weeks about this.
I have to believe any large corporation is running into the same issues. And, you know, I don't even look at the, you know, well, how's their funding and, you know, those types of things that I know other folks look at. We look at it, too, when we're getting ready to buy. But, you know, at this point, I'm not that far in. But most of these are really small companies. I mean, you're talking about investing, I don't know, $500,000 to do a fairly decent-sized enterprise with a company that has been around for a fairly short time, and we all know where the NAC space is right now. It's tough to justify that spend.
That's it for this week. The latest information security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And you can always catch our Security Wire weekly podcasts featuring summaries of the latest news and interviews with security professionals at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Again, I'm Bill Brenner. As always, thanks for listening.